Oh, here are the names for various numbers of bytes. I don't think we need to. We don't need to go through that, but it's kind of cute, you know. People have heard of megabytes and gigabytes. It's just worth knowing that a megabyte is not actually exactly a million bytes. It just kind of has to do with the fact that 2 to the 10th is about 1,000. Megabytes, gigabytes, terabytes, petabytes, exabytes. We're now, as the size of computer disks has gotten bigger and bigger, we're now up talking about zettabytes and yottabytes. If you want to be cool, you can talk about how many yottabytes of storage there are. So this is the 1024. And there's actually now a new set of names that have been officially adopted. So 1,000 decimal bytes is now supposed to be called a kibibyte instead of a kilobyte, where a kilobyte would be 2 to the 10th or 1024, which is close but not exactly the same. And there are mebibytes instead of megabytes and so on and so forth. There was actually a lawsuit over the following issue. There's good reasons why the internal memory, the random access memory in your computer, is measured in kilobytes and megabytes and terabytes. Because the addresses of the individual cells take a certain number of bits. So, you know, it takes 10 bits to distinguish one of 1,024 memory cells that your processor might want to put data into. Okay, so there's a natural sort of engineering reason why, you know, a terabyte chip actually has a trillion, using not the decimal notion of trillion, but the 2 to the 30th notion of trillion bytes in it. Those engineering reasons don't apply to disks. There's nothing inherently binary about disk sector numbers or the locations within a physical disk. So very often when somebody sells you a terabyte disk, it's not, or let's say, you know, 100 megabyte iPod, okay? I'm not sure whether it's really 100 megabytes or 100 mebibytes, which would actually be a little bit less. It could easily be. I don't know. And disk manufacturers often use the decimal notions rather than the binary notions when they measure things. And there was a lawsuit out there. It'd be an interesting thing to track down how it came out, where somebody bought a terabyte disk or something like that and discovered that it wasn't 2 to the 30th. It was actually 10 to the 9th, okay, which is less by 2% or something like that. Figure it out.